So this is why it was shocking to hear Craig Tiley say this to us last night.
This guy, I did see, he had a 3-centimetre tear in his hammy. He had a tear last year in his stomach, and all those...
So are you saying there was a tear in the hammy? You saw the scan?
Yep, absolutely. And the doctors are not going to tell you. They're going to tell you the truth. And so he, you know, I think there was a lot of speculation of whether it was true or not. And it's hard to believe that someone can do what they do with those types of injuries. But he's remarkable.
All right, let's put it to bed. Doc Larkins, the best in the business, joins us. Welcome, Doc.
Nice to talk to you, Kane.
Is it medically possible to win the Australian Open over 2 weeks and 7 matches, best of 5 sets, with a 3-centimetre tear in your hammy? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no, Kane. It's rare air we're talking about here. I mean, I'd like to see the scan. I mean, I heard last night, I heard Craig's comments, and he says the doctors are being honest. Well, let's see the scan. I'm wondering if Craig's confusing signal of 3 centimetres distance in an MRI hamstring. Signal can mean some inflammation or some swelling. It doesn't mean a tear. So, you know, it's very hard to imagine. If you take a piece of steak and cut a 3-centimetre hole in it, Kane, which is, you know, steak's muscle, then it's very hard to do the level of performance. I never doubted that Novak was carrying a hamstring injury. It was well managed. I know his team. They're not allowed to talk in detail publicly, but there's going to be speculation unless this is resolved, because I think Craig's confusing what might have been an MRI change showing some damage in the area rather than a 3-centimetre split or gap. But it may depend on which area it was in. It looked like it was in the biceps, which is the main hamstring, Kane. But, look, it's just it's setting a precedent that will be hard to be resolved unless there's something miraculous about it. Know that.
We had somebody come through on the temper text last night, Doc, saying that his colleague had seen the MRI and he believed it was the posterior fibres of the adductor muscle. Would that make a major difference?
Oh, massive difference. I mean, the adductor obviously is the inside groin muscle. It's certainly not as required as the hamstring. It's still important in lunging, all those sideways, you know, incredible flexibility positions that Novak gets in when he goes to the wide side court positions. But you can carry an adductor through footy. You can carry an adductor through basketball. A 3-centimetre hamstring tear, you cannot. You just can't. You can't sprint. You can't jump. I mean, he protected it well in the first 3 rounds, and I tweeted about that quite a bit at the time, and I thought his medical care was amazing. But the scan itself really hasn't been seen by too many people. I don't know if Craig Tiley's seen it or whether someone told him. There might have been a 3-centimetre change in the scan, Jared, but you're a physio. You know that you can have signal change, which doesn't mean a tear. It just means there's an area of some reaction. And I'm wondering if they're confusing or Craig's being confused when they said there was 3-centimetre change on his scan. It's not a gap tear, particularly if it's in the main part of the hamstring, because it's just unheard of.
Well, Doc, we've got about 6 people already texting through on the temper text. Every person in Melbourne that's done a hammy is ringing through and texting through telling us this is impossible. So we need to get to the bottom of this.
Well, Jared, the hamstring's a big muscle. It starts in your bum and ends below your knee, as you know. So there are different parts of the hamstring. This, you look at the strapping, you look where they had the kinesio tape. It was in the proximal third. So it was in the classic part of the hamstring. It seemed to be in the biceps, which is the lateral part of the hamstring, not the groin part. So the difference between an adductor and a hamstring is massively different in terms of that. That makes a lot of sense, if it was. But they've said hamstring repeatedly in the discussions. I haven't heard Novak say it. He's got his own private physio who did the scan and didn't even release it to some of the people at the AO. So how Craig Tiley got hold of it, I don't know. But he may well have. I'm not questioning Craig's inside access because he's got it. But we don't want to set a precedent that every AFL player with a 3-centimetre tear, the coach is going to expect them to play this year. It's just not possible. And so I'd love to resolve it, because Novak, you know, I've mentioned many times how he pointed to his brain at the championship point when he won it, and the mental, you know, strength that he'd shown. He pointed to his box, as you know, Jared, and he pointed to his brain. And Kane, you probably saw that. And it was about the mental fortitude he showed. But that was overcoming soreness or pain. He was on anti-inflammatories. You don't take anti-inflammatories, Jared, for a 3-centimetre hamstring tear.
Okay.
So then how and why did Melbourne take the risk with Stephen May, Doc? Because post that grand final win, he said he played through a hamstring injury that would have usually cost him 6 weeks. What are you know, what determines whether he's just the last roll of the dice grand final, although there's pretty big stakes up for grabs that he just has to get through one game. I mean, how do you assess that decision from Melbourne at the time?
Well, it's called rolling the dice, Kane, and I take issue with you when you said that, you know, players, when they play, aren't injured. There's every game, and I'm sure...
No, I understand players are injured, but how am I to know if they're injured or not? I'm not going to change my opinion of their performance on the fact that they might be injured. How would I know?
Yeah, well, correct. I mean, and so when the information comes out, and I'll go back to when Tom Hawkins was written off and he couldn't bend over and couldn't pick up a ball and his career was over, and he won Coleman's after that because his back was so bad and he clearly was injured. And that's just one example, Kane. Let's not dwell on that. But the issue with May was they rolled the dice. They were aware that they could lose him. And again, it's an outlier. I mean, I'm not saying it can't happen, and Novak may be, you know, as I said, this may be rare air where his mental strength, which is clearly there, he didn't train. He didn't even book practice courts between games, Kane, I'm told. You know, so he really protected it well. So maybe he's the extraordinary. But, you know, if you say, have I seen it happen? I've seen, you know, a few thousand hamstring tears in my career, Kane. And I've never seen 1 to 3 centimetres in an elite athlete in any important part of the hamstring where they've been able to perform.
Doc, you know, I wouldn't doubt you. I believe it.
Before no, we let Kane, you go, I don't take it the wrong way. But what I meant was in footy, there's a lot of players out on the ground who are carrying injuries.
So should we be more transparent? Past. Like Pat Mahomes gets injured for the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL. It goes off the ground.
Yeah, well, I mean,
the club releases high ankle sprain, doubtful. We don't do that.
Yeah, look. There's a real ethical question going on. I mean, I've worked in the medical reporting in footy for a long time, Kane, as you know, and the clubs have always wanting to keep things. I mean, I made decisions based on what I saw. I didn't always have to get inside, you know, confidential information. So, and you know, clubs do hide. They don't want people to know they're going to miss 6 weeks. They say, oh, we're waiting for a scan, and they know. So transparency doesn't exist in footy, and it's actually getting worse even in 2022, Kane. So I don't know whether the AFL can insist upon that. There's player confidentiality that comes into it. It's a very, very difficult area, as Jared knows.
Doc, you've reminded me of a question on, it might have even been a millionaire, that it was...
Am I going for the $1 million here, Jared?
Well, it did cost the person a lot of money because the question was, in which part of the body is the biceps? And the person said leg, and they said, incorrect, it's the arm.
Ooh.
And you've reminded me that
Eddie,
I think
if
most...
If that was Eddie, I'd be getting my lawyers on him really quickly because biceps femoris is the most famous hamstring in the leg, Jared. You know
it.
That.
That's the one. I don't think it'd be Eddie. He would know the biceps, but it was one of those...
Dr. Eddie knows it all, but 80% of hamstring tears for listeners are in the biceps. So there's three hamstrings. The biceps is the most famous one. It can occur in the other two, but biceps is in the leg. There are two biceps, one in your arm, as you're alluding to, Jared, but the biggest biceps in your body is in the leg. That's the $1 million for me, please.
You got the $1 million.
Medical lessons with Doc. Hey, Doc, thanks for putting a full stop on that debate for us. We appreciate it as always.
Cheers, guys. Anytime.
Doc Larkins there.